Stand by for Space Cadet in 30 seconds.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
Yes, Kellogg's brings you the secret of a more delicious breakfast treat. It's new, it's excellent. It's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. You get plump, tender raisins dipped in honeycomb, along with delicious, golden, crisp bran flakes. So try the new fruit and cereal combination. Get Kellogg's Raisin Bran, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And now, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch, invite you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
While engaged in the Space Academy maneuver called Operation Hide and Seek, Cadets Tom Corbett, Roger Manning, and Astro narrowly escaped destruction when their unarmed cruiser Polaris is attacked by space pirates. With the Polaris crippled, Astro unconscious, and their long-range radio knocked out, only brilliant piloting saves the cadets from destruction in space, while Tom tricks the pirates into believing help is coming. Now, as the outlaw ship blasts away, Tom tells Roger to plot a course for Saturn's moon, Titan. And then, after setting the automatic pilot on the new course, Tom rushes down to the power deck to help Astro.
Oh. Easy, boy. Easy, Astro. Just lie quietly till we can get you to a doctor on Titan.
Tom, where are you?
I'm below, Roger, on the power deck with Astro. Now that we're not dodging around, I'm loosening the bunk straps and seeing that he's covered up and comfortable.
Good. How is he?
Still out, but his color's pretty fair, despite a nasty cut on his head.
Oh, think he'll be okay?
I hope so. It's a wonder he doesn't look worse. This power deck is a mess, and the equipment...
Look, Tom, you better get back up on this control deck for a minute. We have to correct course. 7 degrees starboard.
7 degrees? We couldn't have drifted that much from... Great galaxy, I must have been space happy not to check that course you gave me. You have us heading sunward, away from Titan.
I had to, Tom. Those pirates were getting away.
So you decided to follow them.
But only in extreme radar range. I know the Polaris is in bad shape, but they'll never spot us.
That's not the point. You know we've got to get Astro to a doctor.
Okay, Tom. I guess you're right. Let's go back.
Go back? What for? Well,
let's go after those pirates.
What? Astro.
I heard what you were saying.
Hey, are you all right, you Venusian ape?
Sure, Roger. I'm fine.
Brother, that's wonderful. You see, Tom, you can't hurt that gorilla by hitting him on the head.
Well, come on, Astro. Get back in that bunk. We'll have you on Titan soon.
No, Tom, you don't have to worry about me now. We've got to follow the pirates. I'll try to patch up the power.
But what about you?
I'll be all right. You heard what Roger said about me.
Are you sure, Astro?
I tell you, I'm okay.
Fella, you've really got what it takes. Okay, Roger. Now we'll see that those space crawlers get everything that's coming to them. Control deck to radar bridge. Check in.
Okay. What's the matter, Junior? Want something?
I'd like to know how things are going. Are we still trailing the pirates?
We're hot on their tail. We're running into a little trouble.
What kind of trouble?
My radar is picking up so many flips, it looks as if it had measles. Luckily, they've held to a straight course.
Let's hope they keep it up. Okay, stick with it.
Yeah, and you stick close to those controls. We may have to move fast.
Right. You hear that, Astro?
Yes, but I didn't get the problem.
We're heading into the asteroid belt.
Well, the belt shouldn't be too dangerous now.
Well, it's not that. We're following the pirates at extreme radar range and falling steadily behind. At this distance, it's hard to pick out the ship from all the other blips on the screen made by asteroids and space junk.
I wish I could squeeze out some extra power, but I can't do much more patching while we're moving.
Of course not. You and your burners are doing wonders now.
Radar to control.
Control, aye.
3 degrees starboard. Hurry.
Check. Okay, you got it. All right?
I don't know. Yep, there they are. No, Master, that's not a ship. These are bag of boys.
Right.
Another. No, no good. Nothing but asteroids and junk.
Oh, what a rotten break. Wait. Roger, we can still track them.
Yeah, how?
With your pet, the sniffer. That's how we found them in the first place, remember?
Yeah, but you can forget it now. We were blasted. The sniffer was knocked out for good.
Great blazing comet. And it looks as if those space rats are going to keep on getting away with murder.
Looks like fast and furious action for the space cadets. And say, how are you when it comes to fast action? Think you could keep up with the space cadets on a space cruise or a day's routine at Space Academy? You really have to have plenty of zip for action like that. And that's why the space cadets think it's a great idea to start each day with an extra big helping of Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
You bet. A big bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes at morning chow is a sure supply of quick energy food. I find it's a great way to stoke up for a quick blast off. And just take the word of a spaceman, fellas and girls. Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the swellest tasting cereal in the universe.
Well, you can see how Tom Corbett feels, fellas and girls. And remember, every bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes is a real treat because Kellogg's Corn Flakes have a flavor that's extra swell. So help yourself to Kellogg's Corn Flakes for flavor and for more punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. Eat Kellogg's Corn Flakes. In their unarmed, damaged rocket cruiser, the cadets face great danger as they try to follow the pirate ship through the asteroid belt, hoping to locate the criminals' hideout. But their heroic efforts seem doomed to failure as their quarry becomes lost among the thousands of asteroids and bits of space junk. Now, as they continue their frantic search, Roger Manning keeps his eyes glued to the sensitive instruments on his radar bridge, while Astro and Tom Corbett maintain an anxious watch on the control deck.
Control deck to radar bridge. What chance do you think we have of picking up the trail again, Roger?
About the same chance, Tom, as you'd have of finding a needle in a haystack if you were blindfolded and wearing gloves. And
that's what I figured. All right, we're at the end of the 5-degree sweep.
Okay, now try 2 degrees up.
Oh, what's the use? I think we ought to give it up. What do you think, Astro?
I'll go along with whatever you say, Tom.
Well, this time I'm not going to argue.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll make one more try for 2 minutes, and that's all. Pick a course, Roger.
Okay, let's see now. 1 degree down, 3 starboard.
Check. We're on it. Any luck?
Nah, just flipped on the screen. All kinds. Charted asteroids, uncharted asteroids, space junk. Little ones, big ones. Great, Jupiter, give us a quick blast. 1 point to port.
Got it. Blast to port. Aye.
How was that, Rog?
Sensational, Tom. It's the pirate ship. We found them.
What a break. Pray we don't lose them again.
I don't think we will, Tom. They've cut down on their speed.
I wonder why.
I guess they don't like racing through these asteroids.
Hey, we're catching up too fast. Better cut down our speed or they may pick us up.
No, we'll have to take a chance on getting closer so we can be sure of not losing them again.
But, Tom, suppose they spot us.
Yeah, what's with you, Junior? First you're too scared to keep looking for them. Now you're too brave.
Brave nothing. I just figure that if we had trouble locating a ship we knew was there, those space crawlers aren't apt to locate us among all the junk on their radar screen.
Hey, that figures with me.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, Junior, because if you're not, it could be curtains for us. Radar bridge to control.
Control I. What's up, Roger?
They're acting funny. They've slowed to a crawl. I think they're waiting for us.
You mean they've spotted us on their radar?
That's possible, Astro.
Then we better cut over and hide behind an asteroid till we find out.
Good idea, Roger. Got a spot picked for us?
Yeah. Asteroid 149 will make a good screen. It's almost on our course and it's pretty big.
Yeah, but what can we find out from there? It's beyond viewing distance, and our radar beam would be cut off, at least part of the time.
I know, but if we can find out if they want to be hitting this game of hide and seek.
But if that's not it, if they haven't spotted us, then we ought to see what they are up to.
Right. I'd sure like to know what they're going to do before they do it.
So would I.
Good. Then instead of hiding behind Asteroid 149, we'll proceed toward the pirate ship at quarter speed, using 149 as a screen behind us.
Wait, Tom, have you gone space happy? When those killers are in front of us, what good is a screen behind us?
It makes sense, Astro. Do you get it, Roger?
Naturally, Junior. You figure that if we keep between their ship and that big hunk of rock, it'll be hard for them to pick us out on their radar until we get fairly close, right?
Right.
Very smart, except for one important item. They're not standing still, you know. They're in an orbit.
We know that, Astro. It means we'll have to weave back and forth to keep in line.
Sure, but we'll have to synchronize perfectly, or we'll be right out in clear space. Perfect target.
Astro's right, Tom. This calls for mighty tricky maneuvering.
Of course it does. But if you don't think you can do it...
Are you kidding? Of course I can do it. Let's go.
Attaboy. Okay with you, Astro?
Okay. I don't expect to live forever anyhow.
Attaboy, Astro. Now, you jet on down to the power deck and keep the rockets at quarter speed. But be ready to soup them up and blast away fast. Those space rats may come after us any second. And if and when they do, they won't be playing games. Control to radar bridge and power deck. Stay on your toes, fellas. We'll be in direct viewing range pretty soon. Then fooling them on the radar won't help. How much longer would you say, Roger?
About 30 seconds, Tom. Keep your eye on the viewplate for the look you wanted, and pray they don't get a look at us first.
Check. Astro, cut your power. We'll just drift in.
Right, Tom. Power off. Hey, now I can do some more work on my rocket.
Hey, listen, stupid. You can't tinker with your power plant now. We have to be ready to move out of here fast.
I know it, but this repair job won't stop us, and it may help us get out faster.
Okay, in that case, go ahead and tinker.
Hey, Tom, look at the viewplate. There's the space pirate ship.
Yes. They don't act as if they'd spotted us, do they?
No, their guns don't even seem to be in firing position. But if they aren't laying for us, why in space are they hanging around here?
I can't figure it yet, but... Hey, Roger, look there. Down near the surface of Asteroid 406. A jet boat's about to land.
I'll be a Martian monkey. Must have taken off while I was concentrating on our course. What are the pirates planning to do on that asteroid?
I think I've got it, Roger. It's just like the sea pirates of ancient days.
What is?
They're hiding their loot here on this barren asteroid.
Hiding it?
Right. Which means that most of the crew will have left in the jet boat.
So what? There'll be enough left to keep a watch, spot us, and wipe us out.
Maybe, Roger, but I still think we can make trouble for them. Plenty of trouble.
Ah, with no armament, triple power, and practically no communication?
I've got what I think is a terrific idea, Rog. I'm going down to the power deck for a conference with Astro. In the meantime, just sit tight and keep your eyes and ears peeled. Now listen, Roger. Here's the plan. We're going to attack.
Attack? Look, Junior, you better get your gyros checked. You're spinning out of control. How can we attack a ship that nearly finished us before?
Damp your tubes and he'll tell you.
Tell me what? We have no weapons, remember? And they have.
Listen, Roger, we have two advantages. Number one, they're cowards.
So what? They still have atomic blasters.
But our other advantage is surprise. You see, they don't know there's a ship anywhere near them. So we can jump them before they know it. And...
We can't we? Well, take a look at the viewplate now, hot shot.
By the craters of Luna, Tom, they're pulling out of orbit.
Yeah, and getting their guns ready for business, too.
That's right, Roger. Look, tune in on their frequency. Maybe we can pick up some information.
Gruber, this is Thorne aboard the Pollux. You and that crew get off that asteroid and get back here fast. We've spotted a Solar Alliance cruiser sneaking up on us. Looks like the Polaris. And if it is, this time we'll blast it into space dust.
On with the adventure in just a moment. But now it's time for another question in our Kellogg's Corn Flakes Space Quiz. A question to test your knowledge of space in the universe. Here it is. How many minor planets have been discovered to date?
Well, according to available figures, the number stands at well over 1,000. And here's another question. How many people have discovered the swell, sweet corn flavor of Kellogg's Corn Flakes? The answer to that is millions. It's the terrific flavor that makes Kellogg's Corn Flakes the favorite ready-to-eat cereal of the whole universe. That wonderful, unbeatable Kellogg flavor. Kellogg's careful toasting brings out all the sweet corn flavor and makes each big golden flake so crisp and tender. Makes you fill up your cereal bowl again and again, morning after morning. So make sure you get the one and only Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Tom Corbett has just told Roger Manning his dangerous plan for attacking the stolen Academy ship Pollux, now armed and manned by murderous space pirates. But just as Tom admits that the scheme depends largely on surprise, the pirates discover the presence of the cadet ship, and the outlaw captain, calling his men by space radio, announces his intention to blast the Polaris to atoms.
Well, Tom, whatever your loopy idea was, it's dead now. Let's get out of here.
Wait. Astro, have you fixed the rocket so that they can deliver full power now?
Yeah, Tom, for a short run. As far as Ceres, for instance.
Fine. We won't have to go that far. Astro, get our neutralizer screens up and give us full space speed.
Tom, are you space happy? Are you off your orbit? What are you doing?
Now, look, stop using your jets, Roger. I know what I'm doing. Control deck to power deck.
Aye, Tom. Full space speed. Coming up.
I'm going up to the radar bridge. I've got a hunch you're going to need me up there.
Okay, Rog. Stand by for orders. Astro, keep those burners hot. We've got to keep moving and fast.
Aye, Tom. I'm giving everything we've got.
Good.
Radar to control. Here's the evasion course to Ceres.
Skip it, Roger. We're heading straight for the pirates.
What? You mean you still want to go through with your scheme? We can't. You said yourself the plan depended on surprise.
So now we'll have to substitute plain brassy nerve and pull the biggest bluff space ever saw. Get it?
Junior, you must be completely space happy. But I guess I am too. Okay, go ahead.
Are you game, Astro?
Well, I suppose I have to be.
Okay, stand by. We'll be in range in a minute. Astro, come on up here on the double.
Tell me when you want me to start, Tom.
Get set, Astro. Roger, switch on the transmitter. Commander Wood is going to broadcast from here.
Commander who?
Astro. I just changed his name and promoted him.
Tom, wait. Look, you can't...
Too late to argue now, Roger. Transmit.
All right. You've got it.
Go ahead, Astro.
Commander Wood to all units of 3rd Space Fleet. Now hear this. We have located pirate ship near asteroid 406. Repeat, 406. We are making a straight battle run.
Being fired on, holding our fire.
We are being fired on, but are withholding return fire until within effective range.
Fine, Astro. Now switch in the receiver and see what happens.
Ruger, this is Thorne. That's not an unarmed ship. It's the Solar Guard. We can't wait for you. We're blowing out of here.
Hear that, Tom?
Yes, I told you they were cowards. Now, sic your fleet on them.
All 3rd Space Fleet units, close in on this area. Pirate is attempting to escape.
Show no mercy.
Show no mercy. Blast to kill.
Cruiser Pollux to Solar Guard. Pollux to Commander Wood. Don't blast. We'll surrender.
Then cease your fire.
Yeah, sure, sir. Cease fire.
Jet boat, boarding party.
Order your jet boats to return to the asteroid.
Okay, Solar Guard. Gruber, get back there. We're outnumbered. They got us cold.
Now stand by to receive a boarding party. Surrender your weapons and the ship.
Boarding party, yeah. Aye, Commander.
3rd Fleet, patrol the area. Wait for instruction. Over and out.
It worked, fellas. It worked.
Tom, I gotta hand it to you. That was right out of this universe.
Thanks. Astro, you were great. Roger, suit up. You and I are the boarding party.
Hey, what about me?
One of us has got to stay here, because if the pirates catch on too fast, well... Look, if you don't hear from us within 2 minutes after we board that ship, blast out of here, Astro, because we won't be coming back.
Remember, Roger,
as soon as the hatch opens, start talking. Don't give them time to think.
Yeah, with only one parallel ray between us, you're not kidding.
Okay, here we go.
All right, stand where you are. Don't move.
Drop all weapons or we'll blast you.
Hands overhead. You, drop that.
Hold it, hold it. All right, fellas, everything's under control.
What? Why, it's Captain Blake, Solar Guard commander of the Pollux.
Well, Corbett and Manning. Naturally, it would be you two.
Great Jupiter, Captain. We thought you were dead.
No, no, not quite. You see, when these birds grabbed our ship after tricking us with that fake distress call, they decided to keep the Pollux unit alive as slave workers.
Hey, these ain't Solar Guardsmen. They're just punk kids.
No, Thorne. They're Space Academy cadets. And there's a big difference. Gentlemen, this is our bloodthirsty friend, Captain Thorne.
But where's the guard? What about the Third Fleet? I heard him, and you said
I'm afraid some fast talking and your own yellow streak led you astray, Thorne.
Blast me for a Venusian space worm.
Well, then, Captain, you knew all along it was a bluff?
Sure, Corbett. You see, I spotted your Academy ship, so I helped with a little propaganda here. Thorne and his men became so jittery, they surrendered to us. My cadets are guarding them now.
Wow, that's a relief. Nice going, Captain.
Oh, our part was easy. But the Academy can certainly be proud of you. What with the Pollux recovered, these killers captured, and the rest helpless, and just on a bluff with an unarmed ship. Boys, you did a wonderful job. I know Commander Arkwright will be pleased.
Well, thank you, sir, but Commander Arkwright is more likely to blast our ears off at that.
Well, why, Corbett?
Well, we didn't follow regulation procedure exactly, sir. Tried a few shortcuts that went sour.
And generally fouled up our mission.
I see. Well, then, from what I know of Commander Arkwright, I imagine you will get an official chewing out.
You really think so, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'm also pretty sure that when the commander gets through with his official speech, he'll wind up with, "Well done, cadets."
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when a valuable medal is lost and the crew of the Polaris rocket through space in search of doomed cargo. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, also appears in the comic sections of many of Canada's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Say, like to make breakfast more fun, have a different cereal every morning? Then ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack. You see, Kellogg's Variety Pack is an assortment of all favorite cereals. 10 individual size packages in one handy carton. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can pick and choose to your heart's content from such favorites as Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and others. Remember, each of the 10 individual packages in Kellogg's Variety Pack is a generous serving. You choose and open your own package yourself. And because each package contains exactly one bowlful, the cereals stay extra crisp and fresh. So just for fun, make breakfast fun. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Packs.